It's the Spike on the Mic Show with your Spike on the Mic action team. Dr. Captain Clark with all the news that's trending. The voice of Reason Steve with the latest in fashion. Spike Action Sports with Bill Schmatz. And up-to-the-minute Action Colored Radar with P.W. Fenter. And now here he is with breaking news, Spike on the Mic.
I say Spike check one, Spikes check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I am he. I am the voice that hears going through your eardrums. I am known as Spike on the Mic. And we are here live, ladies and gentlemen. Live a week past the hurricane. We are back. Again, we are back. We are here at our plushest studios here at 4847 North Armenia Pin Chasers, known as Pin Chasers. We are on Armenia. We're in our plushest studios. And tonight's show is going to be award deserving. Not less than what we normally do. No more, no less, but it's going to be award deserving. I see we have equipment situations right about now. Yeah, we're gonna have to work on that. I am here, but as you know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't work alone. I can't work alone. So without further ado, let me introduce the crew. Straight in my peripheral vision, directly in my peripheral vision, we have the man who's been homeschooled and he has a boat that he sank. So I don't know what he can do about that. So we like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like I'm on a show today.
Insert clapping music, all that good stuff. Well, we're glad to have you here. Well, Dr. Captain Clark, right next to you.
Yeah.
To the left of your peripheral vision, to the right of your peripheral vision.
Oh.
Is the man who keeps putting the sound that goes through your eardrums. This is the man who makes all the music go good and sounds good. We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy that's still on this show.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, PW.
Yeah.
Directly in your peripheral vision, a little skew to the left.
Yeah, that would be almost peripheral.
Right.
Yeah.
Is the reason we're here. We're only here for one reason, ladies and gentlemen.
Really?
One reason for here, and you can tell he's big time because he walks in. Showtime. We like to call him the voice of reason. Voice of reasons, how you sticking?
I'm sticking really good.
Wow, Steve. Steve, how come I'm not hearing you?
Oh, I don't know. Can you hear me now?
No.
Nope.
No.
This is awesome.
This is great.
Yeah.
I love it.
I guess I'm not sticking.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's plugged in. And that there. All right, wait. Just speak to me now.
Test it.
Oh. All right, we'll go with that.
Oh, I forgot how I was sticking. But
so how you sticking?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
How about you're sticking like a guy who wasn't here in time to do sound check?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we would know which mic was yours.
Wow, I smell pizza.
Way to deflect. Way to deflect.
Because you're having a stroke.
Excellent.
It's a wonderful stroke.
Yes. Well, a voice of reason. If you look directly in your peripheral vision, this is a common vision that you will see. Directly in your peripheral vision is the man we like to call Bill Schmatz. Bill Schmatz, how you sticking?
I'm actually sticking like a shill since I just sent you all a text. I just saw a notice that on FanDuel, if you'll join and deposit $20, if I had three people to do that, I earn $250. So I'm guaranteeing you all, if you do the 20, bet your 20. If you lose it, I'll pay you back.
Wow.
Oh, so you're trying.
So
to,
I just need to put a $20 bill on the table right now.
Well, you would have to create an account on FanDuel.
Oh well, I'm out.
Why not? And then if you just do $20 tonight on a game with the Monday night football game or this weekend, I'm going to earn $250. If you don't win and double your money or whatever, I'll pay you back your $20.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Why don't you just give me my $20
That's
now?
That's an offer of a lifetime.
And FanDuel's going to give you $10 free, too. So look at that. You'll get
$10 guaranteed.
Well, yeah, but $10 to play FanDuel, sure. It's a $10 free play. So you have a couple chances there. But if you don't earn the money.
Join now.
Yeah, there you go. See?
I don't know. I'm a little skeptical yet, but that was a bad time.
And I'll pay you all an additional $3 each.
It's a bad time to do that.
It's already, it's free for you now. It's free. You're going to make $3, $5, whatever you want to make.
Okay.
$5.
Okay, what is my time limit for doing this?
Tonight.
No, no, no. This
tonight.
Week. You can do
it's
it this week.
It's a limited time offer.
Do it this week.
Oh, I have until next week.
Yeah, if you want to play tonight, you have to do it tonight. But yeah, do it this week.
All right, we'll talk about that maybe.
Man, this is an exciting show already.
You got free stuff. I'm sticking like a guy who's giving you free stuff.
Oh, okay. Ah. We'll listen to that, L-I-T-E. I don't know how to spell it, but...
You could lose $100 on this.
I said three people. I sent it to three people.
What's my referral username, Bill Schmutz?
Is there a link that I sent?
Hey, this is not a gambling site here.
He's doing it
this
already.
This is a show. We're here to entertain the people and the masses.
All right, are we done introducing people?
No. Oh. Right about now, the show is about to get professional. We're about to get right. This is going to make us carry us over the top.
About to get what? White?
No, right.
Oh, right.
Well, same thing. Yeah.
I
same thing.
Okay.
I swallow my W's.
Okay. Oh, that's fine.
My R's.
You're Phil Dunphy. If you ain't white, you ain't right.
There you go. The next sound you hear, ladies and gentlemen, next sound you hear, you guys are going to say, oh, they made it.
Yeah.
They've made it. The next sound you hear is a special guest all the way from the, they call it the West Coast, the West Coast?
Both of those things.
California IA. This man, you can see him on, or hear him, or read him on certain podcasts, and we'll get certain
things,
media outlets.
That's good.
I'm confusing the hell out of this, but we'll just like to call him Mr. Michael Noble. Michael Nobles, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a bourbon chicken. How about that?
Ooh, that's bourbon chicken. I mean, you're definitely not a virgin. We like sticking microphones in your mouth, so you gotta get a little closer to it.
Well, I'll do that then.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, doesn't he sound great?
No.
Oh,
yeah, I got a great voice.
Right, we want to thank you for being a part of the Spike on the Mic show, the award-deserving show here.
Thank you for inviting me.
We've been trying to get an award for some time now, and we've always come close.
Yeah, really close.
We've never really come close.
And you think you're going to put me, I'm going to put you over the lip there?
No. We're
counting on it.
You're that voice, so no pressure, okay?
I gotcha.
No pressure. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, what we do here, we want you guys to participate. You can always give us a call at 813-699-3900.
Or not.
Or you can follow us on the chat line. Are we broadcasting?
Yeah, seems like it.
We're broadcasting. I'm waiting to see from all my people on my chat line. You can give us a call. But what we do, we sit around here, we talk about things in the
future.
And things in the
past.
And things in the
future.
No.
Yeah, we got it. All three.
It's three different things. We have guests. We have guests. And we don't want to confuse them.
Oh, then I meant to say future.
Yeah, I meant to say guests.
Yeah.
Okay. We have
past,
people,
future, and guests.
Guests.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Is that right?
No, that's not even
confused.
Close. That's not even close, right? So we have guests, and this is why we are really close to not winning an award.
Really?
No, I guess we're successfully not doing that, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We
we talk about current things, down. Too.
We're good at what we're good at.
Yeah.
What are
but
you
those aren't good things.
Okay. So, Michael, should I call you Michael? Should I call you Noble? Or should I call you whatever should I call you?
You can call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for dinner. You know how that goes.
Yes. So I'll just call you Nobles.
That works.
Is there Nobles. An S in there?
No.
Is there an S anywhere?
S is on everything I've noticed, but no, there's no S on
it. Is it Michael's Nobles?
No.
Or is it just Michael's Noble? Or is it Michael Nobles?
No S. Anywhere.
It's just Michael Noble?
Yeah.
Yes.
That doesn't sound right.
It's confusing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. It's
his name.
It's confused me my entire life. I was wondering, why don't I have any S's in my name?
It really. So,
So welcome to the Spikes on the Mics show.
Thank you very much.
Exactly.
Finally, somebody with a little couth. Thank you.
So, when the teacher is taking roll call.
Right.
And she would say, Michael's Nobles.
No, she wouldn't say that.
No, she wouldn't say that.
How y'all know? Were y'all there?
Yeah. Yeah, we know.
Michael was. Ask him.
He went to a white school.
I'm the guest. Ask me.
He's right there.
He's right here.
Michael's.
Michael. There's no... Michael's would be a last name. Nobody has a first name.
And there's also would be a place where you go buy, like,
art
yarn.
Art supply.
Yeah, yarn and art supplies.
Okay. You know, Lorne's Michael's.
Yeah.
Lorne Michael?
No, Lorne's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lorne's Yarns. It could be Lorne's Yarns. I have no S's in my name.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So I'll just call you Michael.
That's it.
Okay,
that's
right that, that'll work.
Stop right there.
Stop right there.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Give me some more to do it. Has to be. Just stop right there.
You know that award you wanted? I see it slipping.
You can see. You can see
I
why.
See it.
So basically,
now,
he says,
now you know why we're counting on you.
Basically, yeah. He just said, "I'm just going to call you your name." That's what he
said. Well,
he
can call me Michaels. I'll call you Pike. I'll you know
yeah.
what? We'll,
yeah, we'll you have the yeah, no, yes went somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, no, listen, Pike. First yeah, right.
Listen.
Every, the yin and yang of S's.
Every hat I own has an S on it for Spike.
Okay.
So I mean, so mine is obvious. All right, so all right, let's not argue with
okay,
the with
yeah.
the, with
so
the guests.
We have this discussion, but you have a problem with the past, present, future thing.
Yeah.
Whoa, you got it right. Okay, that's what I was gonna tell Michael.
That hurt, didn't it?
Now
it
did. Now, it, now,
it,
now.
It did. We on this show here, what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about things in the past, the present and the future. Future. Those are our three monikers. Those only thing we have to do. That's all we do. That's all we have. And as I asked these illegal riffraff in the shipping containers, we talk about three things. What do we talk about?
That's riffraffs to you.
The past.
Is Monica going to be on tonight? You said we had three monikers.
Yeah. I only know one Monica.
Yeah.
Who's Monica?
The past.
Monica's an infrequent guest.
Yes.
Yes.
She didn't have any S's in her name, though, right?
Nope.
She does when she's here.
Oh. The yeah. past.
You guys, I don't understand this. Okay, this is let's do this. Let's get professional.
All right.
All right, let's do it.
All right, I know what to do.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
All right, thank you. We had to get our business out of the way, you know, get that done.
Get professional.
That's right, before we go into our award-deserving show. So, without further ado, I think it's time for Topic Change in Music.
Here comes a topic. We're going to talk about it. It's a topic on the Spike on the Mike Show right now.
Okay. This topic here, I don't know if he's going to get any legs on there, but it, you know, we always talk about things because I, doing show prep today, came across this article that really curiosity my fancy. Mm. And so I said, hey, I know the illegal riffraff.
Curiosity is one of my favorite verbs.
Mm-hmm. It is?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
Yes. To curiosity.
To be curious.
Yeah.
Okay. Glad to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Only it normally has an S in the end.
Yeah, yeah, curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I like it too.
Mike, well, there's the voice of reason right there. He likes it too.
He likes it too.
So curiosity, your fancy?
Yeah.
Yeah. It,
oh, cool.
Is so it a cat, your name curiosity?
No, who is that? That's a.
Well, you said it's your fancy. I thought it was a fancy cat.
A fancy cat.
Yeah, fancy cat.
No, that's cat food.
Oh, sorry. My fault. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's Fancy Feast.
Yeah.
It is Fancy Feast.
Yeah. Okay, you guys are getting off the
is
train.
Is it a feast, though? It's like one can. Is that really a feast?
No,
yeah, that's true.
It's not, but they love
it. Small
they do love it.
Yeah.
Not okay. That they're a sponsor or anything, but they do.
Cat you guys understand that? That's
Steve, do you eat cat food? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
No, but I have many, many cats.
And so you've eaten cat food?
The Fancy Feast?
That would be their choice. Yes, Fancy Feast.
Okay, wait. Hold on. We have show prep. We have things that we know we talk about, so we like to stay on track and make sure that we provide.
It smells good. It kind of makes you curious as to what it tastes like.
So curiosity is your fancy.
Yes.
It comes full circle. How about that?
It does, yes.
Mike, did you lose a bet? Did you?
Wow, I wish you could see. He grimaced. To keep himself from saying S.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe we should do topic-changing music again.
Why?
Why? No. We already did that.
Yeah, we already did that.
We already did that.
This is the new topic.
The topic wasn't about Fancy Feast.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, you had more to say?
That's what you said it was.
Okay, I like to call this topic,
yes,
Kids Don't Like Unsweet.
Kids Don't Like Unsweet.
All right. I don't know if you – yes. I know you guys – have you guys ever been to – Devon, England?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No.
How about
I don't know. I don't think so.
You haven't? Okay, you ever been to the chat room in Devon, England?
They have their own chat room?
Yeah.
You have to go there to access it?
Yes.
I'm thinking, Dr. Captain Clark, you might prefer this and like this and be okay with this. Mm-hmm. What happened is...
kind of doubt it.
Mm, yeah. Look at him. Does he look like somebody who would like Devon chat room?
Yeah. I'm so far, I'm not liking it.
Yeah, look.
Okay, a month ago, this upscale cafe, they did something that I personally disagree with. Okay. But, you know, who am I to say is that they started to
answer. You're the host of the show.
Yes.
Is that correct?
You disagree with me being the host?
You said, who am I to say? So I thought that was a question for the crowd.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get first guest in.
No.
Yeah, but he wants our opinion, too.
I didn't realize Spike was getting that old that he lost track of who he was.
Oh.
What was the topic that's in controversy?
Kids don't like unsweet.
Oh, yeah. Kids don't like unsweet. That was the name of the topic.
Yes. They don't like sour, bitter, salt, or umami.
Or savory.
Yeah, no, savory. That's savory, a good one. Yeah.
So I want to know from you, riffraff in the shipping containers.
Okay, that's
do you guys agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Agree.
The chat room in...
next stop.
I think I should call it Brixham, Devon, England.
Brixham, Devon.
Was I correct earlier when I said you were the host of the show?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wasn't sure we resolved that.
Can we get to the
that was in the past, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said that in the past.
Michael, it doesn't
usually go like this.
Yeah, normally we're streamlined.
It goes exactly like this every time.
I've never met you before, so I'm questionable about that statement.
You see what I'm going through?
No.
I would say, Spike, the kids love sweets.
Yeah.
See? The voice of reason.
Sweets.
I think it's in the one case where two S's are a
plural. Kids don't like unsweets.
Unsweet. That's right.
Yeah.
According to the chat
room.
Okay. Devon. This is a cafeteria.
Cafeteria.
It's a cafe.
Oh, it's a cafe.
Yeah. It's called the chat room. It's a nice little quaint.
Oh, it's not an actual online chat room.
It's an actual place called the chat room. That's a great.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, they have ban children from their cafe under the age of 12.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Now, the reason that the owner says is that he thinks that people come to his cafe, it's an ocean line themed cafe, and he says people come there to enjoy their meal and they do not want to be distracted by...
It's called the chat room and it's an ocean liner theme?
You want to call them?
No, I'm just trying to clarify. Yeah. We're up again.
Yeah. Yes. We weren't quite sure what you said there.
Is chat room a nautical term?
That's not the point of the story.
Raise the mast and secure the chat room.
In an ideal world,
Clark is both
under 12
a doctor and a cat.
Always eat at home. Never eat out in a restaurant.
Say that again, boys.
In the ideal world, children under 12 would never eat in a restaurant.
So you want the children to go hungry?
Wow.
No, I don't. I want them to have plenty of good, healthy, nutritious food.
Takeout.
Just not
at
a restaurant.
Home.
Yeah, just mostly takeout. Yeah.
All right, so let's go around the room because you guys
I don't think kids are allowed to have an Uber Eats account.
The owner of the restaurant says, I wanted people to come to be able to discuss the old times and the nostalgia chat without kids running around and distracting them. He says, my demographic is for the older and mature who wants peace and quiet.
This is at the SS chat room.
SS chat room, yes, right. So let's go around the room and ask you, Riff Raff in the shipping containers, and Mike, for it against it. I'll start with you, PWs. You for it against this new rule at the chat room?
Well, you know, at one time in my life, I would be against it, you know, because I had children.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, now I don't want those little rats around.
Oh, how soon they forget.
It's not that soon. You know, my kids are, you know, I shouldn't, they'd be
in their 60s.
They're close to their 60s.
Okay. All right, then, Bill Smott.
To tell you the truth, I didn't hear the question, so I'll just agree.
Okay.
That's a good strategy.
So we'll move on past you then.
Fabulous.
All right, Dr. Captain Clark.
I'd like to pretend I didn't hear the question, so I am also going to agree.
Okay, this topic wasn't get too much legs.
No, come on.
Voice of reason.
I heard the question, and I totally agree.
Yeah.
Woo. And our esteemed guest, Michael.
I'm sorry. I feel.
How do you feel
tonight.
About this chat room restaurant discriminating against kids under the age of 12? Oh, a side note. They allow dogs in the room, in the chat, in, well, the, in the little restaurant.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
Like any good ship is going to turn away dogs.
Well, first of all, I think that's a little unfair that I got the dogs part of it and nobody else did because
Yeah, I'm going to change my vote.
There you go. That's why right there.
Can I change my vote?
Not now.
Can I vote again?
No.
I'm still talking.
Okay, well, I'm not going to change my vote, but I just wanted the option to change my vote.
You know what? What's your vote?
I agree still.
There you go. I'm scared of this question right now, but I'm going to say that I agree. Kids should not be in the SS Cafe
Minnow
chat room curiosity.
Do they pipe you aboard when you arrive at the chat room because it's an ocean liner thing? Like,
okay.
Like that, exactly. Yeah.
Do you think if it was the SS Minnow that if they collapsed on it, that Gilligan, they would have used them as slave labor, the kids?
Oh, they'd probably eat those kids.
Oh, perhaps.
Yeah, they'd eat those kids.
Because they're noisy. And,
so that could be a reason why you should let kids on board.
Yes, in case the SS chat room gets shipwrecked. You're going to want to eat those children.
Yeah. Nice, young, tender children.
Okay, I'm going to...
Now, it's a restaurant. I understand that. But you still might want to eat the children.
Right.
I mean, is this the SS?
But you're going to run out of muffins.
Is it the SS like
and
the Minnow?
They won't last long, so they're just children. Okay.
It's an ocean liner themed chat room.
Or is it SS like the old Secret Service of Germany?
Wait, where in the hell did the SS come from?
You said it's the SS chat room.
Yeah. Clark, this is the ocean-lined restaurant.
Yeah. Ocean-liner themed cafe.
Yeah. So it's a ship.
Yeah. So it is SS. Yeah.
SS.
And it does double duty because it says S to a story that you wouldn't want to hear.
It's HMS.
Yeah, it's English. So it'd be HMS. Yeah. Sorry. My mistake.
It's still an SS for Spike because that's what everything is.
Her Majesty's ship.
HSMSSS.
You know, he's confused with the whole S thing because
there's a lot of S's.
Yeah. Just overwhelming me.
How do you add an S to an S?
Ask the snake.
So, our esteemed guest, you agree with discriminating against...
No, there's no discrimination. Kids shouldn't be in there. I'm with PW. You know
what he said
around.
Was excriminate.
Yeah, he did say excriminate.
Excriminate?
The man speaks white. Let him go.
Now they're legitimate now instead of ex-criminals? They're
they're...
So, you okay with us not letting kids in the restaurant to go eat?
Oh, well, that question... sure.
Wait a minute. When did that question come up?
What did I just say?
We were talking about a ship. I thought we were talking about dogs on a ship.
No, we're talking about...
Chat room, right?
And where do the sweets come into it?
Let's help.
I don't know.
No, sweet. They don't like sweet.
Yeah.
No. They don't like sweet.
Okay, but what does that have to do with the question that we were asked, though?
It was kids don't like unsweet.
Kids don't like unsweet.
Sorry, I corrected.
So it doesn't matter what they like because they can't eat at this restaurant.
This is why. So I'm figuring the guy says, if you go to my restaurant, every fancy restaurant has unsweetened tea. I mean, all you people do that.
You people.
Okay, come on. No, it's
too soon.
I'm the tallest guy in here.
Right.
So you guys know
that
we like sugar in our tea.
Yeah. Oh, and you're saying
this is in England. You don't. Yeah. There's none of you over in England except for Idris Elba.
So
he's the only one.
Children was a euphemism.
What? Yes.
Euphemism?
I'm deep like that. Yeah. They're young.
and
you
tender.
You need some phenom.
All right.
So
I don't get it.
All right. I'm going I'm going to make an executive decision.
All right.
And say that all you guys are just wrong.
Oh.
Right?
Wow. So why even ask the question?
Yeah, is this how this
program works?
Welcome to the show.
The question, and then he just...
You just grasped the concept of the show.
He considered our answers.
He asked questions. We answer them, and it doesn't matter.
He did. He gave him careful consideration.
He added us to him. He threw in the curiosity, which I don't even understand.
But listen.
All right, here, wait. Let me show you something. Right here, this button, you're going to like this one.
Shut up, Spike.
That's the button we need to
Charles
pull.
Charles Barkley's.
We need to pull water on that.
Shut up, Spike.
Yeah.
Why you played it twice?
Well, he asked.
Oh, okay.
What did Charles Barkley say?
He said,
"Shut up, Spike."
Oh, that's another topic that we should discuss. Mm-hmm. But I can't do this right now. That's
okay. Topic changing music. Then.
Topic changing music.
Alrighty.
Oh, I was just kidding. I didn't think he'd actually change the topic. But since we're changing the topic, let's change the topic.
All right, now this one, I'm sure that everyone's going to be on accord and agree with.
Oh, totally with.
I'm on the cord.
Yes.
I like to call this topic, give an inch, take a foot.
Give an inch, Take a foot.
NBA Take a Foot. All right. There is a teacher. His name is Rob Beatty. He's a teacher at Ann Ardale Community College in Maryland. You know what? Anybody know where that is?
Yeah, I went there.
Oh, well, then you should know. You should know the teacher, Rob Beatty.
Yes, yeah, Mr. Rob Beatty was a wonderful professor.
Yeah. Yes.
He is,
at
he is,
Ann Ardale.
Yeah, in Ann Ardale State University.
Yeah.
Ardale.
Home of the Fighting Ardale Aardvark.
Arundale. Maybe it's Arundale. Maybe that's where it is.
Oh, that's Arundale. The one I went to.
Yeah.
I went to Arundale.
Yeah.
Arundale State.
Run.
Community college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, you guys think that I can't read.
No.
Okay, well, good. Yeah. Good.
No, we're sure you refuse to read.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So anyway, teacher... He is a professor.
Professor Beatty.
Right. He teaches financial accounting.
Okay. And so that's the best kind of accounting.
So this semester, he's been doing this for years. He allowed his students to come in for a test with a 3x5 card to have all the written notes that you want on there that you can use.
That you can fit on a 3x5.
That your 3x5 that assists you.
Oh, I love that.
That assists you for a test.
Yeah.
Good thing, bad thing?
Oh,
we okay with that?
Great thing.
Sure. It does reward those that write smaller, though.
Right? Dr. Kevin Clark?
Or a sharper pencil.
What's the point of taking a test if you're allowed to bring cheat sheets?
Because
you either know the material or you don't know the material.
That's the way of the world right now.
Okay. Seems silly. Seems kind of...
All right. Voice of reason?
It's okay to take a cheat sheet in, I guess. I mean, at least you had to write it down yourself beforehand. Made you study to prepare.
You get an Asian kid to do that for you.
Well, he may not do. You may not be able to read that.
Asians can't read.
Is it
okay?
Maybe they can't write. They can
kanji
read,
characters are not.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, is it written in characters and?
No, it's just very small. The Japanese are used to doing things in. Like
they write.
Now
write
Japanese people are dainty.
They write the long way, don't they?
Yes. Huh? Up and down, yes.
Yeah.
But they write small. They're used to working, like, remember they made this, the transistor radio is very small.
Right.
That TV is very small.
That's only at the massage parlors you go to, up and down.
Okay, yeah. All right, Michael?
Well, first of all, back to the Chinese or the Asian thing. They use 5x3 cards. They don't use a 3x5 card.
Oh, yeah.
Right. They get a lot more on them.
Right. Yeah.
5x3 cards.
Yeah. In answer to your question, yes, I have no problem with the Chi-Chi cards because it forces them to actually look at the material and find out what the proper answer is to put down on the card.
Yeah. So they're learning.
Wait, hold on a second.
Learning by defunct. So.
Hark, he just reiterated what the Voice of Reason said.
Well, yeah, but it makes sense, right?
Which part? The 5x3
card? The part about them learning things.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know what doesn't make sense is how many stains are on that shirt.
Wait a minute.
Is that even possible?
Isn't that a change of topic? Here and you're not even eating.
Change of topic.
Hey.
Do you put fresh stains on there before you come to work?
It's hard.
I'd better add some new stains because they've seen these stains previously.
Oh, let's get back to the topic.
But they're good stains. They're really good.
I haven't had my turn yet.
Oh, I'm PWs?
Okay. All right. I got this cool idea. 3x5 computer
card.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, hark. Did I ask you yet?
Sure.
Okay. Yes. Wait a minute.
Good God. It's Mexican.
Traditional Chinese music.
Yep. Oh, yes. See, I'm thinking the people that give out awards are saying, keep moving. They swiping right. Okay,
well
so
done,
here.
Mr. Beatty.
So what happened is this one smart student in Mr. Beatty's class, she found a loophole.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Not a loofah, a loophole.
Yeah.
She saw
We didn't think loofah at all.
Yeah.
But
now
ahead.
I think about it.
I said,
now it's in my head.
She found a loophole.
Now it's all I can think about.
Right. Yeah.
So what happened was she saw that he instructed you can bring a 3x5. She said, ooh, that could be feet. So she brought in a 3x5 foot
card.
So
good for
piece
her.
Of paper, right. Made it with all the notes on there. Now, Mr. Beatty said.
So nobody else had to bring anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you could read it.
You could see that across the room.
She probably wrote, but for the picture, she was writing very small. So my thing is. Would you have allowed that? Now, I go back around the room to the illegal riff raff in the shipping containers, and I'll start with you, Mr. Mike.
Yes, and I'll tell you why. If it's a 3x5 foot card, I'm going to give the kid extra credit for filling that card with all those answers and doing all that extra work because, you know, he's got to get an A on whatever quiz that was or test. So, yeah.
That is cool. All right, then, voice of reason?
Yeah, she gets an A for the course, and she doesn't have to take any more tests. She's the perfect student.
Dr. Captain Clark?
Mr. Beatty should be fired immediately.
All right, that's an alternate.
Nothing to do with this. It's because he's a drunk.
How is he a drunk?
Clark knows.
He's been teaching there.
I went to Arundale University.
He was a magnificent professor.
Clark should know.
I guess you went to Arundale Community College.
Yeah.
You should know. All right, do I even bother asking you?
Sure.
All right.
No, are you going to ask me then?
Yeah.
I thought sure was your answer.
Shoot. No, you asked should you bother asking me, and I said yes, you should. Sure.
All right.
Shoot, Bill.
I'll ask you, how do you feel about it?
I feel all right.
All right. PWs?
Wait, I'm going to be making out. All right. Yes.
Okay. You guys, listen, you got to.
Alex, why does your name tag look like that?
Oh,
you didn't arrive in the proper uniform.
Yes.
Okay, so
she came without her flair.
This is some inside baseball that we're talking about.
Oh,
here
yes. We have esteemed
Alex
guest.
Is our, she's our,
right, so our wait staff.
Our wait person.
Yes. She is awesome.
Yeah, actually, let me tell you, I agree with Captain Clark, not because he's a drunk, but because he did not set the clarifications. He obviously pointed out 3x5, but if he didn't say inches, then he has to do it. On that note, I do want to say that the offer to repay is when all three of you offer because of all enter. But if all three of you don't,
I'm going to enter.
Get credit.
What are you talking about?
My invitation to you,
right. Oh, yeah.
To join the gambling ring.
I can't I can't repay it unless all three of you do. I don't get the $250. So
it's all or nothing.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but I will.
Well, then I'm not signing up unless two of these other jamokes sign up.
That's exactly what I just want to make sure beforehand.
Okay, good.
So that's why I wanted to clarify so I don't get fired since he didn't clarify on the call.
All right, so let's say two people sign up. Do you lose your money?
I don't lose my money. I'll just have to
doesn't
go
get
find
the bonus.
A third, and I could find a third with you all, too, at that point.
Spike, when the vice squad comes in and puts the kabosh on the illegal
award, exactly.
You're
totally
not going to get an award.
It is still legal in Florida.
Just telling you.
Yeah.
Just telling you.
But here's a good thing.
So what did Mr. Beatty do?
He started a pyramid scheme.
So, Michael, you see how it's hard for us to stay on track when I have these?
I'm good.
He's fine.
I know exactly what's going on. I'm good.
True. That is true. It's hard to stay on tack.
On tack.
Yep. I agree. That's true.
Yep. So what, Paul?
Yes.
We're to you now.
No, didn't it start with me?
No.
So he's given his answer.
I gave my answer.
No, you didn't. You started smooching.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Oh no, I said
that was
yes.
A pretty good answer.
When I was done smooching, I said yes.
Okay. What did Mr. Beatty do or Professor Beatty do?
Professor Beatty says I have to take it on the chin because he says, and I quote, "As long as my students play within the rules, I always have to encourage creativities."
Yeah.
I agree. It's
multiple
great.
Creativities.
It's great to see when people think outside the box and for themselves.
The boxes.
I'd like to point out that I really enjoy Spike's tribute to Steve today with the makeup stain all over his right shoulder.
Oh.
Yeah. I got mustard stains, too?
Makeup stains.
Mustard makeup, same thing.
Yeah, it starts with an M, right?
Yeah.
It starts with
just
M.
A nice tribute. That's a great tribute.
That is.
You know why? Because he's the voice of reason. He's the reason
we're here. Yeah.
So I'm fighting for him because, his contract is coming up.
It's coming up.
It's coming up, and we don't want him to
You should
start.
Get paid by the stain.
Oh, my God.
Man.
The bankrupt show.
Who can afford that?
Yeah.
All right, well, I think what is time now.
Yes.
I think it's time to figure out what's twinning.
Ooh, what do you think?
Yes.
Okay.
And now it's time for What's Twending, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Okay.
I'm guessing there's one thing twending.
Yeah, that's going to be my show tonight.
You might be surprised.
Don't do that one because this is, if we got time, we'll do Elephant in the Room.
Okay.
I would be shocked if there was more than one thing twending.
Serious.
Then you're going to be shocked then.
Yes.
I'm just going to go in order.
Voice.
First thing up is hashtag I'm looking forward to. What do you think that is? You know how they play these little hashtag games where you throw something out there?
Someone answer. I don't know. I'm looking forward.
That's what it is.
Christmas.
Monday Night Football.
No, but it's people saying things they're looking forward to. The first thing that comes up, I'm interviewed tonight with Steve Bannon with Sean Hannity. Somebody said, visiting my daughter at college while wearing Crocs. Someone correcting my tweets instead of focusing on their own.
I
so basically, you say what you're looking forward to. So let's play that.
I'm right, looking forward to 8 p.m.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's good. Steve, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Christmas.
Okay, that's fun.
Nice.
Michael?
I'm looking forward to the Cliff Notes after the show to find out what I got myself into.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
That's not going to work out.
Yeah, really.
Spike?
I'm looking forward to our first award.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Michael's got a better chance of getting Cliff Notes.
There you go.
PW, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to hashtags.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's the first thing that's trending. The next thing that's trending is Susan Collins. Why is Susan Collins trending?
Because she said she's going to vote no on the Graham Cassidy bill. Yeah.
That is correct. She is the third Republican senator to oppose the bill, meaning it does not have the votes to pass. That's why she's trending.
Oh, damn.
Number three, hashtag National Comic Book Day. Did anybody know today is National Comic Book Day?
Because it's National Comic Book Day.
I would think it's the day
that fell on Saturdays all the time.
I don't think the day that comic books came out.
No, if you go to your local comic shop, you usually get free comics.
A free comic book day, not National Comic Book Day.
Oh, that's different. You're right.
It's different.
Okay, so this is a different thing.
Don't confuse me. So what's the difference in the day and in the free day?
Well, this is just celebrating the fact that there are comic books.
Right? Well, and no, that there are national.
National, right.
Yeah, so it's like government comic books.
Yes, right. Comics about the government. Like those are the best kind.
Wait, hold on a second. I'm confused.
Yes.
So
there is a free comic book day, though. Yes. That's different.
Forget it. Is that not today?
No.
Okay, today is National Comic Book Day, right?
Yes. Correct.
So Spider-Man and Batman are all the big to-do right now?
No, not necessarily.
They're always the big to-do.
They are, but this is national. This is the U.S. government puts out comic books on this day.
For free.
They're comic books about how to do your taxes and apply for loans and stuff.
Yeah.
So they're really fun.
Is that they use all the extra paper from the money they couldn't have
They money? Do that. Yes. It's printed on old, unused money.
But just on one side.
Yeah, just on one side.
The back side.
Yeah, you can try to spend them for stuff, but it won't work.
All right, cool.
Little Johnny Patriot never takes a knee.
The next thing is also not what you think. It's hashtag Puerto Rico Relief.
Oh. Well, that kind of self-described it.
It's not Maria?
Not self-described.
No.
Just Puerto Rico Relief.
Yes.
Because Puerto Rico's in bad shape right
now. Yeah, because of Hurricane Maria.
Yes.
Yeah, destroyed.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we don't care about other countries. Puerto Rico is part of the United States. Yeah.
Right, but I mean, isn't that, if we're asking relief, if it's trending because of Puerto Rico relief, but why would they be trending, right?
Is because the relief is separate from the storm. The storm is what caused the damage. The relief is the post-storm.
Correct.
Answer.
Well, that's what I meant. That's, yeah. So that's, sorry.
No, no,
that's
you can't say that's what I meant.
That's what I meant, because
we don't
of Hurricane Maria damage, I mean, that's...
That's what he meant!
But hold on a second.
We'll do it live!
The topic actually described itself.
I think we're scared.
There's nothing more to add. We need Puerto Rico needs help.
Yeah, but
they don't need another storm.
But why is it trending?
They had one.
Why is it trending? That's what we have.
Because people are just now kind of getting around to the fact that we should probably help out Puerto Rico.
It's not. It's trending right now because power was completely out. 100%. They didn't know if they needed help or not. So now, obviously, there's
now people know.
Now they know.
Oh, now with power going.
Here's an interesting question for everyone: should Puerto Rico get more relief than St. Croix and St. John and St. Thomas?
No.
Same thing. They're
all territories. They all deserve help. But they need help.
But it's bigger.
America first. Yeah. Big.
Oh, yes. They should get more.
Yeah. Whoever has the most people without should get the most resource. And then the last thing trending, again, not what you think it is,
right.
Aaron Judge. Why is Aaron Judge trending?
Why.
Okay. PWI.
He hit 50. 50 home runs.
He broke the rookie home run record, passing the record of Mark McGwire.
Oh, they played today. The Yankees played today, then. Because I knew last night he was going into it. I did not realize they played today.
Yep. Mm-hmm. First rookie to hit 50 home runs in a single season.
Wow.
Yep.
Did they discount?
McGwire did 49 in 87. He was a rookie in 87.
So is this what we get to expect from Aaron Judge? Will he follow Mark McGwire's career from that point?
I think so.
Probably.
I mean, he's a naturally, 6'8"?
Yeah.
Giant.
He's a big fella.
Yeah. So, and as a rookie, I just don't know if he's going to follow that Mark McGwire path.
I was sitting on the press level at the Trop.
Yeah.
And I tapped him on the head as he went by. Yeah, that's how big he is.
That's how big he is.
Yeah.
That's all the things that
that's
are
all
trending.
The twinning. Okay, that was yeah. awesome. I'm thinking, should we go into our most popular segment of the show?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Where we say goodbye? We say goodnight, everybody. Oh, this.
Yes.
Hang in there, Michaels.
Hey, kids. What time is it? It's time for the Spike on the Mic B Report. And now here is your host, Steve.
Are you a father?
Well,
we heard that last week.
Yeah, yeah, really.
The bees are.
This
still
better
there.
Be good.
Mm-hmm. And there's like one of the baby ducklings apparently hatched while I was talking on the air here with Spawn Spike on the mic.
Oh, I saw the video.
I thought it was just pipping. I didn't realize. So it was hatching, even though we said it and you continually criticized.
There were others that were still pipping.
Yeah.
There was hatching going on.
The one hatched on Monday, and the final one hatched on Thursday.
Wow!
And we now have 8 baby ducklings.
Oh, that's great!
And they're
following your wife around.
Just
now.
As cute as can be, and they're Muscovy ducks. You know how.
Oh yeah, they're all.
It's sort of the reverse deformed. On the ugly duckling that grew into a swan.
Right.
These are going to be beautiful little baby ducks. They grow up and to be...
Be ugly.
Yeah, Muscovies.
Yes.
But the bees are doing great, and...
You know what? That's typical for you right there. I mean, that's perfect. It just kind of follows what you did. I'm sure you were adorable as a kid.
I was adorable. You should have seen me. Oh, my God. Can you imagine the letdown?
Well, you're a Muscogee kind of guy.
Yeah.
I am a Muscovy guy. I should be from Oklahoma.
Okie from Muscogee. You're just a Muscogee. Muskogian.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, the bees doing for good. The ducks have hatched. They're healthy and running around, and everything's good.
Well, do the ducks like honey? Would you be able to feed any of the ducks honey from the bees?
I had a question.
Yeah, well, you're the host.
I don't think they would eat honey.
No?
No, I don't think it's a natural food for them. They might eat a bee.
Yeah. What? Well, then they get stung in the stomach?
I don't know. No. And I don't want to, I don't want to force that on them.
Yeah.
I have a feeling on the way to the stomach, they might get stung in their beak.
Yeah.
In the inside of it. And this probably doesn't, they probably don't have
they
much
don't feel that.
Sensitivity
yeah.
there.
No. Huh.
Now, if they get stung in their tongue, different story.
Sure.
Have you been stung on your tongue from one of the bees?
I have not.
Are you sure?
Have you been stung on
I
your
may
beak?
Have, I may have been. I have been stung by bees, yes.
On
yes.
the beak?
Well, yes.
Oh,
that's what happened. That's how I grew up to be a Muscovy is all the multiple bee stings to my face.
Yes.
All right. So I need to clarify this
right. thing
for that's the end of the bee report. We got an ending for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's, way
that's the end of it.
Yeah, yeah. Let's. Oh, thank you. Really? Thank you. Thank you,
Michaels. What happened is this is one of our most.
Steve has bees.
Yeah.
Yeah, he raises bees, and we don't know anybody else as a beekeeper. You know any beekeepers?
He's bees.
Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve.
He's a beekeeper. And the people who used to follow us would love to figure out what's going on with the bees. They would ask all the time. And
very
so
commendable.
It became a bee report.
And last week it was a duckling report because he...
Because they were spacking.
They were pipping at the time.
Yeah, they were pipping.
Yeah,
and hatching, apparently.
Yeah. He threw us a curveball. He went sideways on us because everybody wanted to know about the bees, but you tell them about the birds and the bees.
The bees didn't feel dissed because the duckling...
The flowers in the tree.
Well, the bees should feel dissed because it's their report.
It's hard to tell with them. You know when they're pissed.
Yeah.
Because they'll let you know.
Because they
think
scowl.
They will let you know when they're angry.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'd mind it at all.
Might sting you on the beak. I mean,
that's a pretty big assumption on your part.
Well,
considering half the time you don't know what's going on with them.
Well, no news is good news with bees.
Yeah, well, one of the hives has disappeared.
Yes, that's true.
And it's still gone.
Still gone.
They're not coming back.
They may come back.
They
In
will
the
not.
In the spring, they back. May come back.
Where do you think they are now? They moved south for the winter?
Well, they may have swarmed, and this was shortly before the hurricane, so they could be almost anywhere. They could be in Virginia. They could be in Alabama, Georgia.
Orlando. at one of the
I don't
resorts.
Think so. I
Ybor
don't,
City.
I don't think they would have.
Could they be in Ybor City?
Taken to Orlando. I think they would have been moved north.
Wind was blowing mostly
from the east.
Yeah, from the east. So they could be in Texas or Mexico
any day now.
You think they're speaking?
My biggest fear is that they got blown over the Gulf of Mexico and then had no place to land.
These bees just disappeared.
Mm. Yeah,
maybe they're the ones that got pissed off for being dissed by the ducklings.
Yeah, serious. Mm. This is our segment, Mr. Hand.
No. This was long before the.
Yeah, long before the.
They stormed out long before this. Egregious misjustice.
Serious. All right. Well, thank you for that awesome bee report.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Actually, had some news.
It was. We were happy about that. And for some reason, I'm not getting any responses from our people out there on the internet and the chat lines. Yeah, don't know why, but we'll have to wait and see how that.
They don't listen. We haven't been on the air probably. For the whole time.
But, Michael, you're right. They did probably leave because they were pissed at something.
That's funny to you?
Well, yeah, really.
You think that's funny?
Why wouldn't they? They would have stayed if they were happy.
So you made them leave. You made them angry and leave, and that amuses you.
Yeah.
No.
What kind of beekeeper are you anyway?
Sadistic beekeeper.
Damn.
What kind of torment do you put those bees through?
I'm a searching beekeeper. I want to know what I can do to make my bees happy.
Spike, you know what? This is one of the reasons you're not getting any awards.
Why? Because we
because of Steve.
We spend more time. Wait. He's the reason we're
people
here.
Love sadism.
Yeah, see, he only
people love sadism.
They do. Just they love it more it than anything.
That should be a bumper sticker.
That should.
Hold on a second. We got to listen to our esteemed guests. Why aren't we winning awards?
Why aren't you winning?
Say it out. Say it out loud.
Sadistic beekeepers? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You keep on adding S's to everything. I don't understand that. This curiosity thing has still got me curiosities. And this guy says sure all the time. I don't.
Sure.
He's not fully invested.
And when did Clark become a captain?
Well,
you know what I just noticed, Spike?
And a doctor.
S on your cap. Is that why you always say all the S's?
Every hat I own has an S on it. It's a hat, not a cap. But that's neither here nor there.
So. Well, no.
It's a cap.
It's a cap.
It's a cap.
It's a cap. Yeah, okay.
All right. It is a cap.
That was wrong of me.
Yeah.
So, yes. What are we doing? Topic changing music real quick?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. Topic changing, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Topic changing. Here it is. Blah, 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 blah.
All right. Whoa.
This better be good.
Yeah.
No, actually, this is going to be great.
It's not
going to
be.
All right.
This topic is all about our new guest. So we're going to talk. We want to introduce and learn about our new guest.
Yes.
We have to interview you.
Thank you.
Mr. Nobles.
Yes. Nobles. Here we go.
Thank you.
Both of you.
Okay. Let's do this correctly.
All right.
Take two.
All right.
We're listening. We're now going to talk to our esteemed guest, Mr. Mike Noble.
Wow.
He did it. He pulled it. He
physically pulled it hurt to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm impressed, though.
Because it doesn't sound right.
He dug his fingernails into his leg.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like it was constipated there a little bit.
Yes. Mr. Mike Nobles, thank you for being a part of this train wreck. The Spike on the Mic show is what we do here. We're here to entertain the masses.
And to educate.
We're here for three reasons. It's the ICE.
Past.
Future.
Steve.
And
present.
We got it right.
Oh, man.
Well, that's covered.
Yeah.
Yes. And we're also here to ICE, entertain,
confuse,
and I need an E.
And edify.
You start out with entertain. That's the E.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Okay. Entertain.
Oh, I thought it was the I for entertain.
Oh, no. That would be entertain, which.
Yeah.
That's kind of a weird thing to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to get
informed
to the bottom of this Michael Noble.
When is Michael going to talk?
Yes. I want to get to the bottom of this Michael Noble.
Okay. So, yes. Who? Michael.
What's your deal?
Tell us about you. Go.
I thought I was going to get quizzed or questioned, but I'll just put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on vacation. I don't know. What bet I lost to come into this? I thought my vacation was supposed to be fun. I'm confused.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a lisp when it goes on with all the S's that are going around here. Yeah. I don't know if I should move over from the sadistic beekeeper. I mean,
it's true.
I just don't know where to go. So, you know what? Yeah. Ask me questions because I don't know where to go.
We'll do this. So where are you from?
I am from Southern California, the L.A. area.
Oh, and as we spoke earlier, you
that's slang for Los Angeles.
Yes.
Los Angeles. Oh, so
SoCal.
That is correct. But no one there says SoCal.
Are you from Compton?
I've been through Compton.
He's not that tall. No.
And you know what? Everybody in Compton only says one S.
They do?
That's
well,
funny.
They're on
so
a budget.
It's Compton's, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. It's not Compton's. It's not Compton's. It's only Compton's.
Well, then when they're drunk, they say Compton's.
Here's a little trivia for people. Michael and I actually know each other and have known each other for some years, and this is the first time we've ever met face to face.
Nice.
Wow.
Oh, all right. So let's ask this.
And I got to say, I'm not impressed.
Oh.
Well, at least not with the one. Maybe the other one he's impressed.
Both of them were.
Yeah, the other one is good. The other one's pretty good.
Well, you haven't met him yet.
We rented a room for you guys.
Well, we don't need one. We're good.
Excuse me?
There's a perfectly good dumpster right outside. It's fine.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. We were going to talk about that later.
Okay, so, but between you and Dr. Captain Clark, you guys involved in some kind of media, social, talk amongst each other kind of thing. Explain that, please, sir.
We are. We are two of the trio of...
That's three, right?
Yeah, that's three of them.
It is.
Trio. The superheroes?
This trio of super agents. And over the last 5-6 years, we have been... Yeah. Detailing our exploits. And,
you guys have been doing amazing.
We're known as the Unbelievables.
The Unbelievables. So,
and our exploits.
Unbelievable. Known as Clark. I'm known as Michael. And the international part of our show, our league, is a gentleman called Jeff Hickmott over across the pond.
Who we have also not met in person.
No.
But we've also known for a number of years.
He's going to be jealous.
He's going to be super jealous.
We didn't get him a room.
You can read our exploits at the
same room?
Hyphen.
The-unbelievables.blogspot.com.
That's great.
Or just search for the Unbelievables.
So, do I spell a hyphen?
No.
No.
Oh.
Just put one
you
in there.
You can, but you won't get to the...
Hyphens.
Hyphens.
The hyphens Unbelievables.
So it's the hyphen...
Unbelievables.blogspot.com. The Unbelievables probably belongs to somebody else.
That's and that does have an S on the end.
It does have an S on the end.
It does. Because there's more than one of us.
Oh, that's right. You just said three.
We're very stylish gents on this website.
And so you guys get together and y'all type in stuff that makes you...
No, they go on exploits and save the world.
Exactly.
Typically what happens is we take turns. Somebody on Monday will start a story. And then whoever's turn is on Wednesday does the middle part of the story. And then Friday, the person's supposed to wrap it up. Sometimes it lasts longer. Sometimes it doesn't last at all, but mostly there's a structure to it.
All right,
it's a weekly adventure, though.
There's three guys. Is there one guy that sabotages the stories?
Oh, I don't think so.
Number two usually does that.
Well, when we talk,
Jeff is lazy and doesn't always fill in when he's supposed to.
Every once in a while, I forget to contribute, and
Yeah, Michael's missing this week.
Yeah, exactly, because Michael. I'm on vacation.
He's on vacation.
Okay.
So
and sometimes Clark just goes missing.
So give me
It's very loosely structured.
It is.
Give me a reenactment of how this happens. Michael, you wake up Monday morning and says, I'm standing on top of a cliff with an Indian blanket looking over.
Yeah, kind of.
And you would stop right there, and then Dr. Captain Clark would fill in the blank?
Well, I would say why I'm with the Indian blanket, why I am on top of a cliff.
Let's do this real quick.
Native American blanket.
We got 5 minutes. Let's go around the room, and so we will do the Unbelievables.
Okay, this ought to be awesome.
This is going to be fantastic.
I'll start it, and then at that point, you finish up with this.
All right.
So I woke up. This is me starting. Right. I woke up this morning, and I couldn't feel my feet.
So I immediately started rubbing them feverishly with palm oil.
You got to pass it.
I guess that's me.
Yeah.
And the palm oil was from the drawer of my girlfriend. I don't know what she used it for.
Palm oil is not the only thing I keep in my girlfriend's drawers.
Sometimes... I keep my feet there as well.
Every once in a while, I've seen Spike in his girlfriend's drawers, too. The end.
That's basically it.
Did we just recreate
the concept, yeah.
Yeah, without giving it very much thought. But these guys put some thought into it.
But we our adventures take place all around the world, and we have a variety of villains that we face off frequently against, and we do well with the ladies on the Unbelievables. We do very
really
well
big with the ladies.
That's because you all have very, palm oil. Really
big. Well, it's because we write the stories.
Yes.
So that influences how well we do with the ladies.
But did we just do a reenactment of the Unbelievables?
Well, not
no.
Exactly.
We did the structure of how this we tell the story. So
loosely, I mean, you're not really
that wouldn't be a so. That wouldn't be a blog worthy story.
No, it sucked. Actually,
well,
I think.
And you're not stylish gents. Well, Captain Clark is, but.
Wait, wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Our little reenactment would not be like I woke up with an Indian blanket.
Yeah. Weak, boring.
Yeah. I think we've ever started with I woke up, have we?
No, I don't think we ever started one with I woke up.
You know why this story didn't work out well? The first sentence was awful.
Yeah, it was.
I know. He said, I woke up this morning.
I couldn't feel my feet.
They had some palm oil. And then I got to eat.
Wow, this ended.
See, that would have been good.
It ended really bad. It ended.
So now
real
you're calling
bad.
Me bad. You know what? Here's another reason. when you call
good.
The guest bad, that's another reason you're not winning any awards.
Oh, you was the one that tailed off at the end.
No, it wasn't me.
Yes, it was. It was Michael.
You tailed off at the start.
No, because watch this. I woke up this morning. See how great that starts. How did this thing end?
Couldn't feel my feet.
That's a great start.
Future. You were in Clark's girlfriend's drawer, so that's how it ended.
Yeah.
No, I heard it went sideways. I heard it ended with like,
okay, wait a minute. Start the story off any other way.
No.
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 Thank you.
Right. That ship, like the SSS
potato chips
room, has sailed.
I'm not curiosities anymore.
I was going to say you were better off to maybe start it with one of the guys who typically does it. Then you could have done it, but that's just...
But he's the...
I know.
It's called the spike on the mic.
Yeah.
I'm white.
You want to take credit for that? Go ahead.
I thought it was a great one. So what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we go around before we end. We have to ask our esteemed, Riff Raff and the Shipping Containers, what stuck with you tonight? So PW, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me is the fact that I'm not coming again next week.
Right.
This was just, it shouldn't have been done.
All right. Sherman, what stuck with you tonight?
Who? Oh, Sherman. Okay.
Yeah. Sherman.
Oh, yeah. Sherman. Okay.
Sure.
I thought, what stuck with me is I thought tonight you were overly concerned about those mentally impotent individuals that didn't vote for the show to win an award.
All right, okay.
You were overly concerned about it tonight. I mean, you made like six references.
Mentally impotent.
Yeah. They're mentally impotent if they're not voting for the show to win.
It's pressing.
You know, the awards are this week. Oh. The awards that we didn't win are this week.
Well, let's put this on delay.
It's sweep weeks.
When it's time for us to win an award, we will win an award.
Yeah. Dr. Captain Clark, we're stuck with you tonight.
The presence of Mr. Noble is what stuck with me tonight. Our friend Marissa is going to be super jealous. I don't think she knows you were on the show tonight. I'm going to tell her now that it's over.
No.
Yes. Now that it's over. All right. And Voice of Reason, we're stuck with you tonight.
Tolerance. There was so much tolerance.
Good God, I hate it when you say stuff like that. Yeah. You can't tolerate that.
Yeah.
All right, and Mr. Michael Nobles.
He's close.
So close. Yeah. So close.
I thought he had it.
I got the Mr. part right.
Slipped.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what stuck with me this evening? Is I am just really glad I only visit Florida every 7 years.
Good call.
Yeah.
This is like a hurricane. Or a tornado. One of them things. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
What?
It's what? Like a hurricane.
I had a hurricane.
It's kind of sweet.
Ladies and gentlemen, what stuck with me tonight was the fact that we had an esteemed guest.
We did.
Way from the West Coast. And I'm doing the sign. Y'all might know y'all shouldn't do this because I'm from the West Side.
You're
from Lake City.
I hope we didn't.
The West Side of Lake
West
City.
Side of Lake City's so small, it only has one side.
Yeah, really. We stuck right in the middle. So, Mr. Michaels, thank you for coming here, hanging out with us. Listen, normally we're on we're on a better train, a better track. We make things happen.
Don't lie now. I doubt that, but I appreciate this. This is exactly the way it goes every time.
This is how we do
seconds.
It. So I'm Spike on the mic. I want to give a big shout out and thank you to PW, Voice of Reason, Clark, Smots, and Michaels. Thank you for coming out here. Hey, you're welcome. We stick a microphone in your mouth anytime you want one.
Thank you.
All right, I'm out.